Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you so much and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, coming to you from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or so foreign lands. Just kidding, but the reach of this show is pretty wide. It's longer than the long arm of the law, because we are proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network. That's right, AFN. I'm a FAN of our military. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if we don't, we can appreciate what the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the National Guard, heck, the Space Force do to keep us safe. So thank you for that. And we know the troops love their video games, too. By the way, the Video Game Review, I'm Rick Tittle. I'd be remiss not to tell you that. This is the only hour all week that Sports Byline USA and also SB Nation dedicates talk to just video games. And it's not just sports video games, although we are on these sports networks. But we stream through the home pages, sportsbyline.com. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. And in fact, we'll use that to win the game, which we give away at 40 after. And also for a cheat code request, which we give away at the end of the show. Send me a request for an older game. I'm here to help you out that way. But also on SB Nation Live, that great sports network, this is it. This is the 1 hour. So video gamers, I'm like you. I'm a gamer. I don't make them. I don't develop them. I don't sell them. I'll tell you what I think is good, bad, and ugly. I'll give you my honest opinion, and I want to hear from you as well. Also, on Twitch.tv and the Twitch app, search for Sports Byline USA. And you'll see a face made for radio. That's me right here in our studios. Once again, Sports Byline USA on the Twitch app on your smartphone. That's Android and iOS. And also Twitch.tv on the internet. All right. We're also on the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We are on your television set, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, your cable provider. How about this? We're going to talk to a guy from Zynga about the brand new addition to their poker game, lots and lots of cash. We'll do that next. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Trade pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Wait, what? You're listening to the game on the radio? What is this, the Roaring Twenties? Are you doing the Charleston after every bucket? Get with the times, like the last 80 years. Sports were meant to be watched beside fellow fans and saucy wings and frosty beers. You can't roar at a radio. You need TVs on TVs on TVs. Save the AM/FM for public radio and snow delays. Get to B-dubs and yell like a real fan at TVs and people's faces. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
Please drink responsibly.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
The Video Game Review.
Hello, hello, there I am. What's going on? Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle in the studios here in downtown San Francisco, Sports Byline. We're going to talk about in the next segment about Elder Scrolls Blades from Bethesda, which is now on your mobile phone. In fact, here, I'll show it up to the camera here in the opening little cinematic. An elite group of fighters that commanded fear and respect. At the Game Developers Conference, I went and saw a little talk on this. We'll get to that in the second segment. At 40 after, actually, you know what we're going to do because of the timing. I'm going to actually be giving away the game in the next segment, so about 25 after. And then we'll get to the new releases as well because at 40 after, look at me with my planning, we're going to bring in our guests to talk about the new additions to Zynga Poker on the World Poker Tour and stuff like that. But as you can see, this is the thing is that, oh wait, right when I hold it up to the camera, as you can see, as they're trying to tell you, it's like hold and release to attack. That's an easy mechanic. I did this on purpose, by the way. I downloaded it and I'm looking at it with you simultaneously. Normally I would say, oh, you know, I want to, learn this, find out about it, and then we'll come on and I'll tell you what's going on. I thought we'll just together kind of look at it. Because, I mean, when it comes to Bethesda, I'm a big fan of Skyrim. I'm a big fan of Fallout. I've been playing a lot of Fallout 76, as you might imagine, as well. And we'll get to that, in the second segment. Second, third, fourth, fifth. We'll get it in the next segment. But I want to talk about something that I saw at the Game Developers Conference, which I found fascinating, very fascinating. And the Game Developers Conference is now concluded now. a week, and last week on the show, I talked a whole lot about all the stuff I had seen, and there's still some things I want to talk about, but one of the things is I was walking by, and there are literally hundreds of booths and developers and software makers. I saw one that I had, I walked by, and I was like, wait a second, and I turned around and I went back, because I thought, is that what I think what it was? And it was, yes, it was using VR and software in a video game setting to teach people how to do surgery. Basically, how to practice surgery. And not just surgery, but with the Da Vinci robot, which are two little arms that have different scalpels, needles, clamps. It's a pretty amazing invention. And you know what's funny is that when I saw Mimic, all I could think of was like Dark Cloud 2. A Mimic was the treasure chest that you would open it and it would have big teeth and it would fight you. And it always seemed those were about 50%. And like, oh, it's a Mimic yet again. But, and this is not, as I said, I'm not in anybody's pocket, but I did do a little research on Mimic. And what it is, in their own little nutshell, two sentences: effective simulation training requires more than ownership of a simulator. Effective training requires commitment to a comprehensive program. And they talk about their cloud-based data collection, their advanced analytics, which they call enabling decisions on privileging and credentialing. So by facilitating outside training of the operating room, it's, Mimic says, they're enabling a rapid climb up the learning curve without wasting valuable OR time. So, you know, a lot of, as any medical student will tell you, most of your training takes place on cadavers. If you screw it up, no one dies. They're already dead. And that's why it's... you know, it's great that people donate their body to science, and this is what they do when they donate their body to science, is so you can practice. But, you know, as they say, you're taking up a room somewhere, and to simulate it, you need to have like an operating room. So they talk about how surgeons, you know, the training curriculums, and you think about the training hours required to maximize this type of performance. And there was a guy who was training, and I saw, or he was trying it out, and you had this screen, and there was like these, and you can check it out online, YouTube and others, but had these two little prongs going in. And, you know, as people mock the video game world or the virtual reality world, we all knew right away how good this could be. And the first thing I thought of was a sports fan, especially as a fan of Tottenham Hotspur, and what a horrible game this morning. I digress. When people laugh or cry. But I thought, it's hard enough to get to North London. It's 6,000 miles away. What if they just plop down some VR cameras right there? And we see that in March Madness. We saw that at the World Cup. We saw it at big events all the time. NBA Finals. In fact, the NBA had their own hosts for the series that I could watch a little bit on the Oculus Go. It still takes a lot out of you. What I mean is, like, if you commit to watching long lengths on VR, you will come out a little sweaty and a little bit, you feel like you've run some laps when all you've done is just sweat into a chair. But think about, you know, the other thing I thought of with VR is, like, you know, I love great museums of the world, like the Louvre, and I've been privileged to go through there a few times, but I thought, what if I could just take a walk through right now? You know, and not just watch it on VHS or DVD or an MP3, but literally just walk through and turn around and look up and look down and look behind me. And I'm in there. I am inside. So taking it into the medical world is just yet another step. We thought about educational. During the GDC, I was telling, I saw a guy working on VR with a lot of drones, taking you inside some of these temples and other places that there's no public access. And so some of these places you get a tour through VR that way. But just think about how they do it. And this Da Vinci robotic surgery, there's they say, a tremendous opportunity to have better surgeries and reduce costs. We'll see about it. I don't know too much about the Da Vinci robotic surgeon. I know sometimes I think we get a little bit ahead of ourselves. I can tell you that I have zero interest and I never will have any interest in a self-driven car that I'm going to ride in. I don't see the advantage of that. Why? So I can look down and do some work and get car sick and then go off the road. I don't understand why people are fired up for that. I'd like to have a human being behind the wheel, more specifically me. But the Mimic is just going to move forward to have more and more simulations. And even if it's just, let's just say, repairing an anterior cruciate ligament in a knee, which a lot of athletes suffer, and taking a tendon from someplace else, whether it be another part of the body or the cadaver, and tying that in. You think about Tommy John surgery, the UCL, the ulnar collateral ligament, and think about tying that off on a bone. What if you could just do that and have it look exactly the same through virtual reality? So the, you know, once again, not to say this is video games, this isn't exactly, Mario, but it's in the same genre, it's at the same convention, and it's just limitless what they can do. And hopefully with this, give people better quality of life, save lives with this as well, with this Mimic product. All right, we will take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll give away a game, tell you about new releases, talk a little bit about Elder Scrolls Mobile. It's Blades. Come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, downtown San Francisco, Sports Byline USA home studios, also on SB Nation and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up in the next segment, about the one of the big shots over at Zynga. That's right, the big shot. I think it's the president, if I'm not mistaken. The president of Zynga talking about their poker game, which is the biggest in the world. Most played, and they've added in a new twist to the World Poker Tour. So we'll do that, but it is time to give away a game. Normally, we would do that in the next segment, but as I said, we have a guest, so let's do it now. The name of the game is Generation Zero, and this is a game from Avalanche Studios, and I have it here for the PS4. My question is, Generation Zero on the PS4, does this sound like a game where there might be combat? Or does this sound like a game where you're playing badminton? Yes, and I pronounce the other N. Just send me the answer to rick@sportsbyline.com on email. Once again, I'll take the second correct answer. What is the correct answer? Oh, I wonder. Would it be a kind of a combat game, or would it be a game about badminton? Let me tell you about it. Experience an explosive game of cat and mouse set in a vast open world rendered with the award-winning Apex game engine. Experience this in a reimagining of 1980s Sweden. Hostile machines have invaded the serene countryside, and you need to fight back while unraveling the mystery of what is really going on. By utilizing battle-tested guerrilla tactics, you'll be able to lure, cripple, or destroy enemies in intense, creative sandbox skirmishes. Rated T for teen. Now, the funny thing about this game is that it has maybe been some of the most polarizing reviews I have seen of any game in the last, 3 years. Because the critics don't like it, but some players love it and just love it. Some of the best reviews put it at around, you know, maybe a 65 out of 100, and it just said, yeah, you know, shoot, loot, run around. This is just a cash grab, but a lot of people say it just feels completely unfinished. And then other people just say you have to avoid this game at all costs. So another guy said it. Wolfie79, I got to say this game is horrible, and I am from Sweden, so I thought I'd enjoy the recognizable environment a bit, but the combat is by far the worst I've ever seen. There is zero feedback whether you hit or not. The graphics are like an impressive early 2000 game. Everything is just flat and repeated textures, and the missions are just guesses. And if you play with a friend, he's got to restart from the beginning every single time. And the inventory management is beyond horrible. Everything in the inventory is beyond understanding. You can also click a button like switch weapon, and it goes through between first and fifth try. It's broken, boring, and horrible. Do not buy this game. If I, as a Swede and part of this culture, can't make it past 15 minutes, then you are screwed. Those who love this game really have low expectations or are paid off. And we're proud to give it away today. But as I said, some people say, I'm loving this. So you say, Rick, isn't it your duty to give away games that are... No, I give away... Listen, give me a game, I might give it away. But as I say, if this game was completely trashed by everyone, then maybe not. But I learned a long time ago not to just listen to critics, although that one I just read is pretty convincing. It doesn't make me want to play. But be a judge for yourself, Generation Zero. So as I was saying, and as I was showing you on my phone, downloading, and now downloaded, and of course then you have to sign in with your Bethesda.net ID, and then it's like, well, what is that? It's never my email, it's never my screen name, and then you got to tell them, what was it again? Here's your name. Okay, and what was my password? Here it is. It's funny, I get these emails all the time on my Ubisoft account, and it says suspicious activity. I'm like, what could it be? I have no wallet on Ubisoft. What could somebody be doing? Somebody's playing as me in Assassin's Creed? Oh, no. So I almost think since I get those like two a day that it's not even from Ubisoft. But from Bethesda Game Studios, the award-winning creators of Skyrim, in their words, here comes The Elder Scrolls Blades, a massive first-person rolling game created for mobile. And when I went to the GDC, and I talked about this a little bit, there was a woman from Quebec. Her name was Marie, and she talked about the challenges of going portrait or landscape. In other words, holding your phone straight up. You can do it with one hand or holding it sideways, whereas probably best to use it with two hands. And, of course, landscape is going to be much more rich with what you can get on that real estate between those screens. The other way is easier to do. If you're walking the dog, you're holding a cup of coffee, you're driving, that would be bad. But you don't do that, kids. But they thought, which way is it going to be? And she said, Todd Howard, the head of Bethesda, said, screw it. Let's just do both. Let's just do both. And so then she was charged with the task of like making the inventory screen. So you'd have like steel longsword, steel armor, steel shield, elven helmet, elven boots, and then you would turn it portrait, and then all those numbers in the charts would go off, and you couldn't see it anymore. So she had to get creative. The health of the weapon or the boots, what have you, made a heart, and the heart would either fill up one way or another, kind of Zelda style. That's a good way to do it because, of course, in these games, your stuff can break or be broken. It tells you what level you have to be to put it on as well. It was a pretty creative process and a lot of sleepless nights over there at Bethesda for these people to get this done. But as they say, this is from them, quest to become your city's champion through all new single-player storylines. Create and customize your city, restoring it to greatness. Conquer your friends and rivals in epic one-on-one arena battles. So what I've seen from the combat, and I was just showing you in the earlier segment, it's not so much swing, it's press and release areas you want to hit or parry as well. So that's just the beginning. Might get more sophisticated. As I said, this just came out. Just came out. So we'll play it. But the thing I'd like to do, I very much liked the city building aspect of it. I liked having a house in Whiterun, which was the city in Skyrim where I had a house, and unlike Fallout 76, I could put as much stuff as I wanted into my show. I would have a little bedside nightstand, and I would put dragon bones galore that would probably fill up, you know, six vans out on the street, and I'm putting them all. I love to have that. And then as you went through, you could have even more grand houses and put furniture in them. And it's kind of funny because a few times I'd play the game, I just like, and I'm sure you can understand this if you're a gamer, I just like being in the world. You know, even if it's a first-person shooter, it's just like, I like being in there. And it's like, this is one of the reasons why I like Fallout so much, and even playing Fallout 76, as flawed as it is, just so many things to discover. It's the tone. They talk about tone of a movie. Well, the tone of a game. And the thing about Skyrim that I like, too, is sometimes I would just turn it on and I would just hang out in my house. Never longer than about 5 minutes, but just walk around, you know, decorate it, put up some paintings, put a couch here, maybe a smart dresser over there. And then, you know, out on the street, people are going crazy. Maybe there's, you know, a dragon coming in. I go inside my house. I'm completely safe. And that's why every once in a while, when if you were talking to someone and you went in, they'd follow you in, and I'd be like, get the hell out of my house. So that's something that they've already talked about. Create and customize your city, restoring it to graces, to greatness. They don't say make Blades great again, but I guess that's what they mean. And then they say explore the never-ending abyss with a cutting-edge combat system. That would be the press and release. Create any character you want and discover unique weapons, armor, and abilities. Would you like to be an Argonian again? I remember I had to get a mask from one of those horrible wizards dudes, which allowed me to breathe underwater. That was a very cool thing, and that's why in Skyrim I would actually dive to the deepest depths of some of those lakes and seas, and there'd be treasure down there. Then all I could do is just tip my hat to the programmers, because they could have just rendered in a repetitive seafloor, and they put in real treasure down there. And it's not, you know, recurring. They're there. They're programmed in that way. So listen, a game on a phone like that, it's never going to be as good, right? It's never going to be as good. The combat's not going to be as good. The controls aren't going to be as sharp. But can it give us a little bit of Elder Scrolls? Can it give us a little bit of Skyrim on our phone? It's a free download. Why the heck not? Absolutely. I'm all for it. All right, when we come back from a break, we'll talk to the president of Zynga, and we'll find out what's new in the world of their poker app. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to welcome the president of Zynga, Bernard Kim, and he is here to talk about a new addition to Zynga Poker, which is already the world's largest free-to-play poker game. It's the new spin and win mode in the World Poker Tour Tournament Center. Was this something that your fan base asked for? What's going on here, Bernard?
Thanks so much, Rick. I'm really excited to be here today speaking to you. Yes, you know, it's actually something that our players were specifically asking for. Like you mentioned, Zynga Poker is the world's largest free-to-play poker game. And one thing that we've evolved our business with regards to moving an online business onto mobile. Mobile players are different. They wanted to jump into gameplay fast and be in an environment where they can finish a game almost, you know, less than 5 minutes of gameplay. And so this event centered around World Poker Tour is designed to drive fast gameplay. So it's super fun and exciting.
And that's the other thing, too. There's so many things in the App Store and the Google Store. There's so many gambling games. But when you hear Zynga, you know that your fans think, okay, this is the real deal. And so since your fans expect more of you, that's more pressure on you, but it's probably something that you wouldn't have any other way, would you?
I mean, I love being in the App Store. It's, like you mentioned, super competitive. And one thing that players are looking for is getting in fun fast. And so the design around our gameplay on this is sometimes poker games can take hours or several hours to play through and kind of grind out your chips. On this side, we're actually jumping into gameplay almost immediately. So when you're jumping at the table, you're spinning a wheel, and then you're deciding what stakes you're playing against. So the stakes immediately pick up the second you jump into the table, and then games finish very quickly. So we believe it's gameplay that mobile players are looking for because they can jump into the fun super, super quickly, almost instantaneously.
And it pays off to be really aggressive, too, because you want to get that dominant pile of chips, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's all about competition. And other games in the marketplace, I think, can make you feel good and sometimes has this moment of small wins. In Zynga Poker, it's all about the chip stack. So the highest rollers usually have the most fun. And so it's really exciting because in this specific gameplay, you can jump into a big chip stack super quickly. You can grind out maybe five or six games in a matter of time where you can spend different type of gameplay on regular poker tables. You actually can accumulate drastic chip stacks as long as you're playing fast, frenetic, and you're playing with good strategy.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people kind of avoid poker sometimes in real life because they don't want to do some sort of etiquette faux pas like, hey, you're not supposed to hit. That was my card. You took my card. And then you're either red hot or you're ice cold and it's going to take a long time. That's what I think I like about this. A three-handed tournament, winner takes all, 5, 6, 7 minutes. There's no stress there. It just sounds like you're just trying to keep just the fun part in.
Yeah, you nailed it, Rick. That's exactly what we're going after on this gameplay. And poker, if you're playing with your buddies or you're playing at a casino at a table, can be a stressful environment because everyone's staring each other down. In this case, it's playing on your mobile phone. It's fast, it's free, and it feels really, really good when you win. But sometimes if you do make a mistake, you can jump back into gameplay really quickly and not kind of have that remorse or stress involved.
And there's just something visceral, and it goes back hundreds and maybe thousands of years for the human race. You spin a wheel. Hey, maybe I'm going to end up on the big number here. There's just something cool about throwing that in, too.
It's exactly what we were looking for. You know, driving that kind of chance immediately that changes the stakes of gameplay is something that, like, kind of hits human nature. It drives that little bit of edge with regards to, hey, I'm now the stakes have gotten bigger. I have to play differently in this case. But everyone at the table feels it. That's what's so cool about it. We're all trying to go for little wins and then big wins. But if the big win opportunity comes up, you know, you bring your A game. You might actually pay a little more attention to the gameplay and the strategy than if the stakes were a little bit smaller. And I think that's what, you know, you nailed it. It goes after human nature. But it's a really kind of fun environment where everyone can jump in because it's free to play.
Rick Tittle with the president of Zynga, Bernard Kim. A couple more questions to him about the new additions to Zynga Poker. By the way, the GDC, the night where you guys had the free shuttles every 15 minutes, I appreciate you making the effort.
It was a really, really fun event. It was actually our biggest party that we've ever had. And you know, the energy, the culture, I mean, it's just an amazing, amazing time to be in games right now. And, you know, I would say last week with our fun shuttles that kind of brought people to Zynga headquarters was just this really heightened sensation of just what an amazing time it is to be in games and to be in mobile and the excitement. You can really feel it in the crowds and the energy. So thank you for that. And thank you for your support. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for the hospitality. You know, it's interesting, too, that a lot of times when these games are made and they figure, you know, what's the aesthetics going to be like and what are our settings are. Our worlds, more or less, but with your tie-in to the authenticity behind the World Poker Tour, this just gives it, you know, once again, the key word, authenticity.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we're going after with our partnership with World Poker Tour. I mean, we couldn't be happier with regards to the support that we're receiving, but we're also bringing a new audience to the World Poker Tour. So it's been a really, really nice synergy between the two companies of kind of, you know, table stake games that are, you know, high energy with big stakes on the line, and then like a free-to-play game that goes worldwide with a huge audience. Kind of bringing those two worlds together, I think, has been a really fantastic experience for players. But what World Poker Tour does bring for our more core players is true authenticity. They know when they're jumping into event in World Poker Tour within Zynga, they're jumping into an authentic experience that they can also kind of relate to and say, hey, I've seen this experience on TV. It feels good. It feels right. And who knows? I mean, some of these players could actually make it to the real World Poker Tour if they practiced enough in Zynga Poker.
How about that for a lead in? Yeah, that could send you on your way. You never know. And I think about, you know, the future with VR and AR. Are you looking to see, like, you're playing and all of a sudden there's the Zynga dog, he appears like on your table and in AR. Are you looking at any of that kind of stuff?
Oh man, we should hire you as a producer. I mean, that idea actually sounds pretty cool to see the real live dog show up at a table. Cause I mean, that's iconic with regards to dogs playing cards, but you know, the future just looks incredible in games. We just love the aspect of interactive entertainment. It's not like a laid back experience in Zynga Poker. You do need to lean in. There are players that are playing synchronously worldwide. There's real stakes on the line. And it just is that really amazing experience. Now, with regards to technology and platforms, I mean, right now we're just at the precipice of what, you know, experiences we can bring to players. So Zynga as a company, we remain autonomous and across multiple different platforms. We're just really excited to offer just incredible gameplay experiences.
And to pick up and play it, you know, to separate, they say, the men from the boys, the beginners from the experts. And then I know, you know, you can have leagues and then VIP rooms. How does that whole sort of tier work?
I mean, I'll just give you my personal anecdote as a player. I'm not a great poker player, but I do play a lot. I just have a lot of fun playing. I just want to be in an environment that's non-threatening. I can jump into an experience. It feels great. I have a lot of fun, and I have my moments of wins and then my moments of learning. I call kind of losing in poker learning moments. You know, and that's my experience in the game. But then we have really, really core players that are, you know, playing with a lot of skill, with high stakes. And they look at it as like a training ground of, you know, honing my skills so I can then bring it to a real world experience where, you know, have it be your weekly poker night with your buddies or, you know, sitting at the casino or even entering a large event with high stakes. I mean, that's where we see that environment. So at Zynga, we've actually catered different experiences for different players based on what their skill level is and what they want, what type of experiences they want to get out of this this gameplay. And I'd say for Zynga, we're just lucky and super fortunate to jump into poker really, really early. And we've had, you know, 11 to 12 years of learning of offering these incredible interactive experiences to players real time. And it's been just a real blessing to have Zynga Poker as part of our larger portfolio.
And last question. I mean, I know you're talking about a billion people playing your games from Farmville to Words with Friends, but I would imagine from, you know, India to Turkey to the United States to South America, poker doesn't need a lot of explaining or translating. We all know what's going on. That must be cool for you.
I mean, that's the core of what we believe in. We want gameplay that people can jump into really quickly. We don't have to spend a lot of time explaining the rules of how to play this game. Most people do know how to play poker. We do offer a really good first-time user experience for players where we kind of teach them some of the basics, but they know what they're doing. They're jumping into gameplay with real players, and then they're honing their skills. And, you know, the offering that Zynga Poker has kind of approaches beginner players, but also really core players differently. So it's really a really approachable, but the really nice part about it, like you mentioned, is it's gameplay that everyone understands. That's what we try to approach, have it be Words with Friends with people putting tiles on a board and they understand how to accumulate the best score to either compete with their friends or beat their friends, or even CSR racing where you're customizing your incredible car that you can put on a drag race and then it's a quarter mile and first person to cross the finish line wins. And that's kind of core of what we want to do, approachable gameplay, offer it to a billion plus players and then have a good time creating more and more live beat content. I mean, it's just a really, really fun time to be at Zynga right now. And it's super fun to be in the games industry.
There he is, Bernard Kim, president of Zynga. Make sure to check out the new edition of Zynga Poker with the new Spin and Win mode in its World Poker Tour Tournament Center. It is a free download whether you have the iOS or you have the Android as well. And listen, Bernard, I can hear the excitement in your voice. We play games because they're fun, and this is why this game is a hit, because it is fun. So thank you so much, and let's catch up soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, great stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come back on Sports Byline.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game
All right, a lot to get to. First of all, remember we were going to play Blades together. Just got a screen after I put everything in. Thank you for downloading Blades to ensure a smooth experience for everyone. We are limiting access during the launch period. Make sure notifications are turned on so we can let you know when you can play Blades. Holding it up to the Twitch camera right now. Real quick, cheat codes on your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Carol. Carol goes to UMass. Carol says, Rick, Herbs, Sims in the City, how do I get into Club Zizzle? Well, first of all, the way you get access, you put in the password bucket. Yes, the password is bucket, and then you get into Club Zizzle. Why is it bucket? By the way, all lowercase. Let's take a look at some of the new games coming out this week. Borderlands. The Handsome Collection. This is Borderlands 2 and Borderlands the Pre-Sequel, which I love Pre-Sequel. This is an Ultra HD, so it's redone. That'll be on the 4 and the 1. Hob, the Definitive Edition on the Switch. Hob is a vibrant, suspenseful adventure game. Bow to Blood, Last Captain Standing on the PC. It brings gamers rousing airship combat and diplomacy. Anger Force Reloaded on the Switch. That is an action-packed, vertically scrolling shoot-em-up game that pays homage to the classics. Scorcery. Love the cover of this. This is PSN. Download it. Not Sorcery, but Scorcery. Inspired by retro classics and platform fighters, Scorcery's mystical multiplayer mayhem brings four players into view. Super Dragon Ball Heroes World Mission. That is on the Switch. Also, Overwhelm is on the Switch as well. Cryofall on the PC. Cryofall is an open-world multiplayer survival experience where players are tasked of taking on the wilderness. Monster Slayers on the Switch. By the way, Bow to Blood is on the 4 and the 1 as well. Pressure Overdrive on the Switch. Pressure Overdrive is a complete overhaul of the original Pressure game. Mechstermination Force. How about that? Mechstermination Force. Join mechs and save the world. And finally, Serious Sam Tormental on the PC. mental destroyer of worlds, builds a powerful portal on Earth in which he uses to manifest his deepest and most violent whims. I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll do it again next week. Until then, we'll see you on VGR.